Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 84, capital gains tax when selling two properties. Today's question comes from Sarah. She says, I have three properties that are rented out, and I'm thinking of selling two of them so I can buy a property for myself to live in as I'm currently renting. I lived in all of them as my own home at some point before letting them out. Can I use the PPR and letting relief on all of them? Also, is it just a spouse that you can gift to, and not a partner or a child? Here are some rough calculations for the two properties I'm thinking of selling. Now, I'll put those into the show notes. There's a lot of numbers here, so I'll actually just reference these numbers when they're important in the answer. Her specific questions for property one are that she needs to pay for a lease extension, and she doesn't know whether that she can include that in the sales price, and also that she's lived there for 2 years. Property two, she said she lived in it for 6 years, and before she's selling it, then she needs to do some work on it. She knows that general painting doesn't count as costs for capital gains, but would a new bathroom or kitchen or damaged walls count? So, Sarah, for property one, for the lease extension costs, they can be included in your base costs, so you don't need to pay capital gains tax for them, if your extension is less than 50 years. So the HMRC wording is legal fees for lets of a year or less, or for renewing a lease for less than 50 years. So don't forget to add in the costs related to the sale and any improvements you've made to that property. If you've lived there for 2 years, you'll get those 2 years, as you say, and you'll get an additional 18 months release on that property for PPR and letting relief on top. For how you calculate that, I'd recommend that you go to a link I'll put in the show notes that you can find at moneystepper.com/question84. That takes us to a step-by-step guide on how to calculate your capital gains tax. After your personal allowance on that first property, Sarah, your bill shouldn't be too hefty there. For property two, the same applies. You've got 6 years of PPR and letting relief there, and you'll be able to include any costs related to the purchase, sale, or improvement of the property. The definition of improvement isn't that you just replace the old thing that was in a bad condition with a new thing. So if you had a £5,000 kitchen fitted, but you'd already had it for 10 years, it needed replacing, and you replace it with another £5,000 kitchen, then that's simply a repair. It's simply replacing what's there and not capital expend. However, if you had a £5,000 kitchen and then you installed a £100,000 kitchen, then that would be a capital improvement. Based on that, as you say in your question, damaged walls and doors won't usually count because you're replacing old with new, unless you're putting in a significantly better wall or door. Also, in response to your question, you can only gift to a spouse or civil partner when trying to avoid capital gains tax. You can't gift to children. They would be charged at a normal rate. The secret with both of these is that you get as much PPR and letting relief as you're allowed. And also, if you sell one this tax year and you sell the other in the next tax year, you'll be able to use your personal allowance twice. So that will also save you a little bit more on the capital gains. I hope that helps, Sarah. As I say, there's lots of details, the figures in there, which you can go into and see in the show notes, moneystepper.com/question84. Give you a bit more of an understanding of what figures we're talking about there. But hopefully that should cover the main points for discussion on Sarah's question. As ever, thank you for listening. And come back next time where we're talking about the tax implications on selling to buy a new property or a new asset in general. See you then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.